This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January 2019. We're talking about no other than Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NEXCF. They're also trading up there at the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol NTAR. And with us today, we're very lucky and fortunate to have him on the show as the CEO of the company, Mr. Evan Gappelberg. Evan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jolly. It's great to be back.
Technology, you guys specialize in augmented reality. That being said, you recently put out a press release about some warrants being expired. How much cash is now on hand, and what do you plan on doing with all this cash you guys have accumulated?
So we now have $3.5 million in cash. We have zero debt, and we have publicly announced that we're on the hunt for acquisitions. We've already made two acquisitions this year. Currently, our revenues are just under $3 million, and we're looking for additional acquisitions that could take us maybe to the $5, $6 million range. So that's really our focus, in addition to building out our platform. Did you see the press release on Tuesday about our augmented reality cannabis dispensary, Jolly?
What are your thoughts
on
that? Well, I didn't quite understand it because you're a very tech savvy kind of guy, and me, I'm more of a marketing kind of guy. So I want you to educate myself and my listeners because I don't want to misconstrue anything.
Sure. So it's an opportunity for cannabis enthusiasts and or new people that are looking at cannabis as a potential cure for some of the ailments they might have, to preview products, to get educated about products in a fully immersive, volumetric 3D experience, all from home. So we've taken our same technology that we've rolled out for e-commerce, and as you know, we've integrated with Shopify, we've integrated our 3D ads with Facebook, and we've integrated with Magento and WordPress. So all that same technology, we're now directing to the cannabis industry. It's very, very exciting.
Are you guys creating a new cannabis AR dispensary?
We are. So we have a white label solution. We announced that on Tuesday. So if you have a cannabis dispensary and you want to create a website, we give you a white label website which has augmented reality cannabis buds. So you'll have a 6-foot tall bud in your living room that you can spin around and get up close to and see the trichomes. We also, you know, you could have a vape pen, glass bongs, pre-rolls. You know, there's no limit to what we can AR-tize, which, as you know, that's our trademark name for turning a 2D object into a 3D object.
My guest today is Evan Gappelberg. He's the CEO of Nextech AR Solutions Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under ticker symbol NEXCF. They also trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. Evan, I was looking at some of your press releases, and I just want to switch gears just for a second. Premier Health, you signed an LOI with that. You said earlier you're looking at two deals, or you did two deals. Where are you at in the process with Premier Health, and why them?
So Premier Health is an exciting step forward for Nextech into the healthcare industry using augmented reality, where you could view body parts in 3D remotely. You could have doctors get beamed into people's homes as a live hologram, and they can talk to a patient. There's endless opportunities in healthcare using augmented reality, using our platform, and Premier Health has 3 million patients in their network, and they chose us to partner with so that we can create a fully immersive end-to-end solution for their patients. Obviously, it takes a little bit of time It's a complex piece of technology that we're going to be building for them, which is why, you know, as an LOI, we're still figuring out exactly what we're going to build. But when we do, it's going to be super exciting for the patients, that's for sure.
Last time we were on the show, we talked about e-commerce business. You really haven't mentioned anything about that recently in March press releases, which you put out a lot of press releases in March. Why not?
Well, the e-commerce business is chugging along. We talk about e-commerce all the time. If you look at today's press release, we announced that we now have 3D advertisement options for Google Ads. That's another feature that we offer as part of our e-com platform. Let me give you an example. You have an e-com website, and you're selling chairs, for instance, online.
Yes.
We take that chair, we ARitize it. We turn it from a 2D object into a 3D object. And we send you an embed code, and like magic, that chair now is a 3D shoppable object on your site. In addition to that, with today's news, we give you the ability to take that same embed code. You don't have to do anything different. No additional work needs to be done other than the creation of the ad itself. You cut and paste that embed code that we gave you into the Google ad, and you now have a 3D shoppable ad that you can use to promote interaction and interest and ultimately clicks and conversions. So it's a game changer, Jolly, and it's an extension of our e-commerce platform. If we're talking to you and you're thinking about, all right, well, I love the idea of having this 3D shoppable chair on my website, but how do I get people to that? Well, we've now just given you the solution.
So I'm fascinated by this. I'm uneducated on the same breath. Is this a new platform, 3D platform? You say, you know, new Google 3D ad platform. Is this your own proprietary technology, patent it? Does other people have this? And just explain it to me. I'm a little bit, you know, baffled.
It's brand new technology. It's not patented, but we're one of a few players with this technology. So it's more about being first to market than it is about patenting 3D ads on Google. You know, in another year or two, everybody will be serving up 3D ads. Currently today, there's only maybe 5 companies doing this. So that's why it's a big deal.
I want to get back to your M&A search. Are you doing that to find new customers? How do you find your customers, and then how do you monetize that?
So we have a team of sales guys that work for us in-house. Currently, we have 3 sales guys. They've all come on board in the last 30 days. Our pipeline of sales leads and deals is bursting at the seams, actually. Everybody that we talk to is interested in our technology. And we're scaling our sales team. Currently, we have 3. We're knocking down walls in our 4,000 square foot office to make room for an additional 10 salespeople.
Wow.
Because, yeah, so the potential of our business is starting to become a reality, and we see that happening. And so we're now moving towards a sales and marketing business. And, you know, we're still doing R&D, but we have to beef up our sales and marketing. So that's happening right now.
You know, Peter Drucker, to me, he's the great Peter Drucker, no longer with us, but in his master's class, he said management has 2 responsibilities. One is marketing and sales, and the other one is innovative. Is your company innovative? And I believe that you definitely have the innovative part down, and now you're working on the marketing and sales. So I think you guys are just hitting on your stride. That being said, what would you want to leave with my listeners? What do you want them to take away from this interview?
Just that augmented reality is just getting started. It's a 20, $8 billion industry. In 3 years, it's going to be a $121 billion industry. It's growing very, very fast. Nextech is a leader. We're a pioneer. We're bringing augmented reality to the masses. And in another year, Apple's going to be launching AR-enhanced glasses. And when that happens, our goal is to be the content that you view on those glasses. So in another year, you're going to see Apple glasses out. And what I want to impress on your listeners is that our goal as a company is to be the content, whether it's viewing a product on an e-commerce site or whether you're viewing an AR movie. We want it to be a Nextech branded experience for you.
You've been listening to Evan Gappelberg. He is the CEO of Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NEXCF. If you're looking for a technology company that specializes in AR, look no further than that company. Evan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure and always educational to find out what you guys are doing up there. I really do appreciate for your time, and I wish you nothing but success.
Thanks, Shaw. I look forward to our next interview.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.